Get ready for some white-knuckle driving on your way home as a major winter storm moves across the state.
All of Wisconsin is expected to get in on the action, with most areas getting several inches of snow by the time it's over tomorrow morning.
And those snow piles are going to stick around for a while as a blast of icy cold Arctic air moves in afterward.
Tim Halbach is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Milwaukee. Sullivan, Tim, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tim, who stands to get the brunt of this storm?
Right now, the area that kind of runs from Madison going kind of northeastward towards Sheboygan, Port Washington, Manitowoc, kind of southwest and northeast strip of southern Wisconsin. Very confident that everybody in this area will see at least 4 inches of snowfall. There'll be some heavier bands within that where people see anywhere from 8 to 10 inches as well. So a lot of snow that's coming its way tonight.
Now, you talked about at least our area and into southern Wisconsin. What are we looking at for the rest of the state?
Yeah, so as you go further to the northwest, there's going to be a sharper cutoff once you get, northwest of like Montello, central Wisconsin. Amounts go down pretty quickly over there. So right now there's winter weather advisories for that portion of the state, the area where we've got the heavier snow from south central to east central Wisconsin and southeastern Wisconsin. We've got winter storm warnings for that area. So the further northwest you go, the less snow that we are expecting.
So it looks like the heaviest snow was going to fall somewhere in our area, correct? In the Madison area.
Yeah, the Madison area kind of looks like ground zero for where the main snow is going to be falling. It's already started to kind of develop right now, and will continue through the rest of the evening. The heaviest snow we're expecting to happen overnight, late this evening, overnight, and into tomorrow morning.
So it looks like we're going to have a couple of messy commutes, maybe on the way home from work. Everybody's driving home, and also tomorrow morning, the early morning commute. So assuming that we have to be out there, can you give us some tips to help get us safely from A to B?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things is just planning ahead to give yourself some more time to reach your destination. If you try to drive at normal Beltline speeds, going too fast, you're not going to get to where you need to go in time. And a lot of times that's what causes a lot of the accidents, is when people are driving too fast for the conditions. So we're expecting there to be pretty slippery conditions tomorrow morning. So just the number one thing you can do is if you can delay your commute, or if you can give yourself some more time to where you need to go, that really helps out the most and kind of avoids, you know, having less traffic on the roads. It also helps the snowplow operators who need to clear the roads to have a shot to be able to clear them for you to try to make it safe.
Tim Halbach is the warning coordinator meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Milwaukee, Sullivan, and we're talking about a major winter storm that's moving in our area from today into tomorrow morning. Tim, people always talk about having, you know, some type of an emergency kit in your vehicle. But there's always some variance between, you know, what should you have versus what you shouldn't. What are the essentials when it comes to having an emergency kit in vehicles in case something happens, like you get stuck?
Yeah, some of the things we recommend: at least having a blanket to try to cover up with. Some of the like worst case scenarios are where people get stuck, and if the conditions are bad enough that first responders can't get to you, you might be stuck in your car for quite some time. So having a blanket on that can kind of help keep you warm as long as possible, that's a very good thing to have. If you have some water in the front part of the car with you, if you keep it in the trunk, it might freeze up. So if you can keep some spare water in the cab, where if it stays warm enough, you can drink it, that'll help as well. Those are kind of the worst case scenarios when you get stuck. Some of our our friends that live out in more rural areas, some of the things we tell people is to drive with your coats on in case you get thrown from your car in an accident or something like that, that if you don't have a coat on, that increases your chances of having hypothermia quicker than if you didn't have a jacket on.
Tim, what about gas? And the reason why I ask is because there used to be, the rule of you had to have at least a certain amount of gas in your tank, especially when the weather turns bitterly cold, because you don't want your gas lines to freeze up. Does that still apply today, or have we moved to an era where technology is such where it's not necessary to have half a tank or a full tank of gas, or should you always have that in case of this type of weather?
Yeah, so that's probably more of a question for a mechanic or maybe the car dealer.
Sure.
My take on it would be that if you do get stranded or stuck somewhere, that the more gas that you'd have available in your car, the longer you could keep it running and keep yourself warm if you do get stuck. So that would be the angle that I would go. That's if you can fill up before a snowstorm's going to happen, that's always ideal. To just have more just in case, something bad were to happen.
Well, until just a few days ago, we've had a pretty quiet winter, at least in southern Wisconsin. Where are we at as far as snow totals for the season?
Well, as of before we had the snow the other day, we were about a foot below what we would normally have for snowfall in a season. As I bring it up here, just to take a look at the latest numbers, Madison so far for this season's had 14.2 inches of snow, and the normal value to this point in the season would be 26.3. So we're about a foot deficit for where we should be at this time of year. And with this snowfall, we'll get closer to that, but probably still be just a little bit below. Looking beyond today, we do have a few more chances for snow going beyond this weekend, but they're more on the side of being minor snowfalls compared to what we're going to see today.
So once the snow moves out, some really cold air is supposed to move in. How bad is that going to be?
Yeah, so Thursday night is when the cold front comes through, and the temperatures that we have going into Friday morning, Friday is going to be the coldest day of the next week, and coldest day of what we've seen so far this winter. So the lowest wind chills that we have Friday morning are going to be around negative 30. Our criteria for issuing wind chill advisories is negative 20, so it looks like we'll be well past that. The threshold for wind chill warnings is negative 35, and that's a little bit harder to get at. You got to be really cold and have some very strong winds to be able to get down that low. Regardless, it's going to be extremely cold. The highest that the wind chills get on Friday is only going to be in the negative teens, so it's not going to warm up much during the day and offer any kind of relief. Going through the rest of the weekend, looks like we still keep those wind chills low in the negative 20 range or negative teens, so it looks like the cold sticks around for much of the weekend as well. So if you have friends or anybody that you know that might be out and about this weekend, keep an eye on them. A lot of the times where we've had people succumb to injuries from being out in the cold, it's been when they've gone outside with not enough clothing on. So sometimes if people are out late at night and they go out for a cigarette or something like that, sometimes they don't want to get all bundled up to do that, and then either wander or slip or something like that. So keep an eye on your friends going into this weekend if you can.
In about 30 seconds as we wrap up here, can you quickly tell us again what we can expect over the next 24 hours or so?
Yeah, snow has begun across much of the region. The heaviest snow is going to be falling tonight into tomorrow morning and should be ending by about noon or a little bit before that. Winter storm warning for most, if not all, the area around here for those heavy snowfall rates. Half inch to an inch per hour overnight tonight. It's some pretty intense snowfall. So just asking people to try to stay safe and be prepared for the snow.
Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, no problem. Have a good day.
You too. Tim Halbach is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Milwaukee. Sullivan, we talked to him about today's storm that could drop a foot of snow on parts of Wisconsin and the bitter cold air to follow.